Back on the morning wake up here. Great to have you aboard today and every day here on 1320 WILS. Hope your day is going strong and good and safe this morning here as you make the commute wherever it may be in mid-Michigan and across lower Michigan. You know, there's a study out here that, we talk about a lot of studies on this program, but I think coming out of last weekend, Father's Day weekend, that this is, it's kind of important here. It links chocolate to a lower risk of stroke. Now, I always think of candy for a gift for, you know, for ladies, for mom, Valentine's Day, maybe Mother's Day as well. I guess increasingly they're saying that dads are getting gifts of candy. And, you know, every once in a while, I'm not much into candy bars, but I do like to have a piece of dark chocolate every once in a while. And I wonder if that could be, I've heard that's good, but this study says, this study of almost 21,000 adults found that those eating up to 100 grams a day of chocolate also had a reduced risk of heart disease. That's about 4 ounces of chocolate linked to a lowered risk of a cardiac condition. Well, let's explore this more with a doctor who specializes in internal medicine and sports cardiology at the University of Texas Health Science Center. That is in the great city of Houston, Dr. John Higgins. Good morning,
Dr. Thank you, David. Good morning. Hi, David. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and thank you. And what do you think about this study? Because, again, like I said, every once in a while I like to have a little piece of dark chocolate, but, I mean,
yeah.
I guess because I've heard that that's got some help, and plus tastes good.
Yes.
Other people will eat candy bars, do it for energy, whatnot, but I guess it's all about balance, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, David. And this study, in fact, adds to the growing body of evidence which basically show that dark chocolate in moderation can be beneficial to the cardiovascular system. So the important things that people remember, David, are the amount of the cocoa. So on the dark chocolate bars, typically they'll have a percentage marked on the front of the bar, and it's important that most of the studies showed that if you have it 70% or higher should be the cacao or cocoa count, and the typical dose that showed benefit in most studies was about 40 grams. So those chocolate bars that you see at the grocery store, mm-hmm. like the Hershey's, Lindt's,
yeah.
or Ghirardelli, they are typically about 100 grams. So we're talking about 4 of the 10 blocks, because they generally have like 10 one-inch blocks that you break off. So about 40 grams as being the optimal amount that you should be thinking about on a daily basis. And as you mentioned, David, too, as part of an overall kind of healthy lifestyle, which includes exercise and other healthy diet choices.
Now, if you go crazy on this, which means, yeah, you're plowing down candy bar after candy bar saying, I heard eating candy is good, and you're not thinking about, well, the amount is important here. If you go crazy on it, you could be opening up the door to some other issues, blood sugar and whatnot, because you're plowing down that sugar.
Yeah, exactly, David. Each bar of chocolate, has about 50 grams of sugar as well as about 30 grams of fat. So you don't want to overdose it because, those things are going to add up as well. And, that's a lot of energy that you're going to have problems trying to burn off. So, again, in moderation. And we also know that in addition to those really great antioxidants that the dark chocolate has, that is the flavonoids and the polyphenols,
mm-hmm.
that they also, dark chocolate has higher levels of potassium than white chocolate or milk chocolate or other types of chocolate. So we know that potassium is really, really important for lowering blood pressure. So I think it's kind of a combination of different things in the dark chocolate that are healthy for your blood vessels, which, are present throughout the body, in your brain. They reduce stroke in your heart, that'll reduce risk of heart attack, and even in the arms and legs, it'll reduce the risk of peripheral arterial disease. But also, the dark chocolate, I kind of like to talk to my patients about it as having, when they get a hunger pain mid-morning or mid-afternoon, instead of reaching for an unhealthy snack, something that's fried or junk food or something else that's, heavily processed or high sugar levels, why not have a couple of pieces of dark chocolate? It'll fill them up better. It will improve their cardiovascular function, and it will also help people to concentrate, to study, to remember things, and it's been shown to have some health on the GI system, too, because the dark chocolate does have a good fiber count as well. So it's kind of an overall win-win situation, and again, as part of a healthy exercise and dietary lifestyle.
Holy smoke, Dr. Higgins. I mean, this was like You know, there used to be, aspirin is the original, the folks there with Bayer in Germany, it's the original wonder drug. Who knew? It's also European, it's chocolate. That could change everything out there. But again, moderation is important. Don't go overboard, right?
Yeah, exactly. So one of those bars, when I give one of those to my patients, I tell them, hey, this is 2.5 days prescription here. You know, this is 100 grams, so that's about 2.5 days prescription. And you know what? I find, David, that I don't have problems with them, taking that medicine and getting refills.
No, I could imagine. I'd imagine that you don't. Now, you work with sports cardiology too, and you work with, I'm sure, athletes who, they operate at maybe at a lower, their resting heartbeat could be very, very slow, and yep. because of how they train, can this have benefits for them as well?
Yes, it's been shown to have beneficial in all of the different groups where it's been studied, David, both in healthy young people with no medical conditions, but also in folks that have already had, for example, a heart attack or a stroke. Mm-hmm. It has been shown to improve their function after that and also to reduce the chances of something bad happening again. So in all groups, and this latest study which just came out, in fact, of about 21,000 men and women in England, their average age was 60. So a lot of them, did have other medical conditions like blood pressure and things, and it definitely gave a significant benefit in those folks. But it is important, you can't kind of say, okay, well, I'm not going to eat chocolate every day, but on the weekend I'm going to eat, five bars. You got to spread it out and have a little bit each day rather than overdosing, kind of like red wine as well, which is also a benefit to the cardiovascular system. One glass a day, not seven glasses on, Saturday night and zero during the rest of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just balance, moderation, consistency, all that. And you say 70% on the cacao rating, that's what to look for on the bar of chocolate.
Yes,
something higher than that for, 40 grams or more, maybe up to 100. Go ahead and enjoy that. It's good for you. And there's new evidence that shows that that's 100% accurate. Dr. John Higgins is an MD, internal medicine, sports cardiology, UT Health Science Center in Houston. Dr. John, great to have you aboard today. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, David, and have a heart-healthy and chocolatey Monday.
We will endeavor to do so. Thank you.
Awesome.
More
Take
coming
care.
Up here on The Morning Wake-Up. This is 1320 WILS.